This is RSVNB Update, episode 270, recorded Friday, August 20th, 2010. Insider Trading. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of RSVNB Update. Once again, we are here this week. Me, Shane, and the wonderful Chief Snake, Brad.
Thank you,
Shane. Devo is also here. Dave.
Hello, everyone.
From RSVNB Forums. And our contest winner from earlier this month, Stone, One Stone Pwn, who won our birthday RSVNB birthday contest.
Hi.
So, we're here this week. We're going to discuss, I guess, that update to that skill known as Dungeoneering. I'm going to pretty much hand this over to Devo right now because I don't have the Dungeoneering level to conquer this, but let's just say that more floors have been added. Floors 36 to 47, if I remember correctly.
That may have been an exaggerated statement. Stone, what do you think of Dungeoneering?
I have never trained it once.
Before we handed it over. Oh, good on you. Okay, then we will hand it over to
you. First correction, I would like to call it a mini game, not a skill, but that's beyond the point.
Fair enough.
Oh, Dave, will you call it a mini game?
I feel like it should have been a mini game instead of a skill, but
okay.
We won't get into that.
Well, that's
today.
Good then. That's
Is
good.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, pretty much everybody we've had on the show feels that way, except maybe one person who sent in a question asking why we consider it a minigame. But
well, when they canceled Mechscape and put the technology toward that, that kind of gave me a clue that it was going to be more like on itself rather than depending on other skills. Like if you quit a game and put the technology towards it, you think it's going to pretty much stand alone, which it does.
Yeah, but it does. It does. It's like our whole Southern Continent episode. That was a good one. You guys should go back and listen to that.
I liked that one.
Oh, that's good. Glad you like that.
We got very carried away there.
Yeah, but
it was good, though.
Just like we're getting carried away right now. So, Dave, tell us about these floors. The occult floors, I guess?
Yeah, occult floors. Floor 36 through 47, the same skill, like progression is needed to access each floor. So, 93, you'll be able to access floor 47. They have a purple theme. With the update, they also introduced 5 new rewards. I don't feel like they were that great. A couple ranging prayers. Scroll of Efficiency, which is kind of like the Scroll of Life or whatever it's called with farming, but it deals with smithing.
Yeah.
So whenever you are smithing something, you will get a you have a percent chance of getting the type of bar you're making back. So, I mean, I guess that could be useful. Probably would have been nice when I was going for 99 smithing, but I don't know. There's something called an herbicide, which is kind of like a bone crusher. You can set it to what herbs it will burn, like when you get herbs as a drop. It'll burn the herbs and you will get double the experience as if you were to clean them. So, I mean, that's kind of nice, I guess, for like Slayer, if you wanted to burn everything below like Irrit or something.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Below Irrit. Hmm. But, I mean, you can't, like, select which herbs that burns or something, can you?
Can't select bones, but you can select herbs. I personally haven't bought it. I haven't got the herbicide, but I've heard you can select which herbs it burns and which it doesn't.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that too. So
that's pretty cool, then.
Yeah.
Then there's the rigor thing, right? The ring.
Yeah,
of
Ring of Rigor, which gives a +3 to strength and reduces your special bar consumption by like 10% or something. So I guess that could be good if you use a God Sword a lot or whatever weapon has a special. I mean, it gives a strength bonus and reduces
Enhanced Excalibur.
Right, there you go.
That's pretty nice, yeah.
But they also got the new range prayer. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. But Ring of Vigor, 50k tokens.
That's a bit overpriced.
That's 50k XP.
That's 500k XP.
Oh, okay, right.
Oh.
And
wow.
But yeah, that's still that's a bit much. When you need 2 mil for a chaotic longsword, which is pretty much a one-handed god sword, and you need 50k for that ring. I really feel like they mispriced that, but...
Yeah, well, you know, they've already updated the reward prices a few weeks after Dungeoneering first came out, you know. Like,
right.
They still seem a little out of whack.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, you're the one that trains the skill. Do people... Are people playing for the rewards, or are they playing for the chaotic rapiers and chaotic longswords, or are they playing just because it's Dungeoneering and it's a change of variety? Cause, or I don't think they'd be doing this, but are they training so that they can train their skills inside Dungeoneering?
Well, to answer the latter, me and a friend were actually wondering if we could just go inside of like a complexity 6 large or something and just sit there and make potions or whatever, because we wouldn't be losing anything because we'd make the money inside of the dungeon. And I know, like, yeah, with rune crafting, when you make like nature or something, you only get like 2 XP per like 10 you make, you know. It's you can't train that way, but like with herb lore, you get like the full XP as you would, you know, you get like 130 for making a potion or something. So, I mean, if you farm your own herb, we were wondering if you could do that. But, I mean, you'd have to farm all your own herbs, and it would just take forever. It would
take a long time.
Right. It's not very efficient. I don't think people do it for that. I don't know. Some people make Dungeoneering Pures just to train it, like...
God.
I don't know if pure is the word,
yeah, that's
but, like...
a combination
they
of
just,
two of the worst things.
Right. But, like, people that just play it to play Dungeoneering, like, they... I don't know, I still don't think that's why most people play it. To be completely honest, they're going for the rewards. They
okay.
are, the people I've gone with are like, oh, I'm so-and-so tokens away from my chaotic long, you know? So they're training to get pretty much the chaotic longsword. Like, that is the thing to get, you know? So, I mean, after, you know, 85, 90, they just drop the skill because they don't really like it. They hate it. They just want to get, you know, the one-handed godsword pretty much.
Okay,
but yeah, but, that's, I mean, that's the most they're going for is the rewards.
It's not only with Dungeoneering that happens, though. You would have to admit that that's pretty much the same with any other skill. I mean, no one cares about any of the other skills. They just train.
We care about farming,
except yeah, I was going to say Shane farms because he likes farming.
Yeah, so do I. But that's a different story.
Did you do any runecrafting after you got 99?
Oh, yeah, actually, I just hit 16 million experience today.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Does that
it? Yeah, that does, actually. Right, where were we? I forgot. So, overall, would you say that these new floors are something that the higher-level Dungeoneers have been waiting for and are happy about?
Oh, yeah, I can say that from personal experience. I mean... Going to bed like Monday night, it almost seemed like it was Christmas. Like, oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. Oh, it's delayed. Okay, maybe Wednesday. Oh, it's delayed. Oh, Thursday. Okay, finally, you know. Basically, just because I want to get it over with. I'm going for 85. I'll probably stop there.
Okay.
But, like, I... Floor 35, no deaths, 5-man. I could get about 52k XP, which took about an hour. So I did floor 41 yesterday. 5-man, no deaths, and I got 77.7k XP, so it's a very significant increase in experience, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, that's fairly noticeable.
Okay.
So, like, what I do personally is I small rush solo complexity 1 or 2 from floors 1 to 24 just to get them out of the way, and then I do 5-man larges from 25 up to currently 41, which is what I can get to. And I can probably average about 60k a dungeon. So I did the calculation. No, excuse me. And I can get about 960k experience per reset at my point right now. So, I mean, it's definitely added to the experience. And I think it'll be a lot easier for people to get their chaotic long swords in.
Oh, I think I see what you mean. Yeah, that would help. Mm.
Okay, so in a nutshell, I guess... with this update, I just forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry about that. Continue.
They also released, I think it's 9 new puzzle rooms and 4 new bosses. I've got about 3 or 4 of the new puzzle rooms. They say they are extended throughout all of the floors, but I'm not sure. It would kind of be hard for some of them to be in the ice floors. But they're definitely interesting. I wouldn't say any of them are like hard or anything. The bosses, I can currently only access two. No, three. There were six bosses, wasn't there? So four, okay. There is a skeleton trio, which there's a mage, a ranger, and a warrior. So, I mean, and they all pray differently. So, I mean, you guys kind of just go in there and start hacking away at them. But there's also a necrolord, which is a necromancer. That's a new monster introduced into the floors. Kind of took priority whenever you go into a room, kill those because they can summon zombies and skeletons and stuff and add to your monster count.
How would a single person going through this handle the boss that has three monsters in it?
Yeah, I was sort of just wondering about that.
I did it. Depending on what you wear, I always wear melee gear, so I just go in there and protect from mage, which is what I'm weak to, and it's really not that bad. I mean, they're not very over-leveled
if you're a person. Because it would adjust the combat level accordingly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, it does.
So you wouldn't have like a level 455 boss or anything like that.
Ah, okay.
But Necrolord is basically a necromancer. You can't get to him, and he summons stuff on your side of the river or whatever, so you pretty much have to range or mage him. There's a runebound behemoth, which is a combination, in my opinion, of like four different bosses. Nightgazer, Bulwark Beast. There's a couple more, but I mean, you have to like activate pillars to disable its prayers, and then you can't run under them because they'll stomp you to death and all that stuff. It's, I don't know, it's
kind of sounds
crazy.
Very complex.
Yeah,
for fighting one of these.
Yeah,
even more so than say a God Wars boss or something like that.
And then the last one I can access is Grave Creeper. There's about 16 different like tombs in there, and it's like a zombie that goes around and he'll dig down, and the graves will get infected. And you have to, like, cleanse them. And if you don't cleanse, the ones you don't cleanse after, like, 5 seconds turn into the, like, this acid stuff on the ground and damages you, like, constantly. So that's, I don't know, that can be pretty tricky sometimes. If nobody cleanses, then you're pretty much kind of just sitting there taking damage like crazy. So,
okay.
See,
I think they did good with the bosses, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but what I'm thinking right now, hearing all of this, it sounds like all of these new bosses that they've added and stuff, it seems so wasted on dungeoneering. Why couldn't they add all these bosses into the real RuneScape outside of dungeoneering?
Right, I agree. And, like, there's, like, four different bosses in dungeoneering itself that are pretty much just a variant of the Zamorak God Wars Dungeon boss. The big demon.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
They're pretty much just the same thing, different colors. One has hammers, one's, like, ice. There's three or four that are pretty much just like a variant of that, so they didn't get too creative with that, but I agree. They're wasting all their, I don't know if wasting is a proper
term,
but they're putting all their ideas towards dungeoneering when they could make the game better, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Because with this, I can see why they're totally excited about this, because it's a big update when you talk about the different kind of boss and boss mechanics. You know, it's not just...
And of course, it is really good if you are actually into dungeoneering and you do this. But
Right. I mean, the thing is after you reset at 35 and you're going, and you're just grinding away doing like four larges a day, you know, it's kind of nice just to get a little bit of variety in there. You know, it's just like I've been going through floor 35 and all, the, you know, it's like, okay, it's something new. You can spice it up a little bit. Have me keep going for a week until I quit, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it does get pretty redundant, but
you know, like so like this, the whole idea of what we're talking about right now with the skill, it sounds good, but why? For me personally, I have other things I want to be doing on RuneScape, and dungeoneering is not going to help me, so that's why I don't. That's the only reason why I haven't trained it, is because I don't. It's not worth my time right now.
Yeah, same thing for me.
Okay, good. I was just going to ask you what you thought about that. So, I guess that's the general sentiment with dungeoneering, is that it could have been in the real world, but kind of, I guess, segmenting it kind of gave them a fresh start, you know, gave them a blank canvas to work with, you know, kind of like how in the new Star Trek movie, going back in time into an alternate universe gave them a blank canvas. Just to draw an analogy there.
Oh, dear.
Of course. Couldn't go without that.
That was a pretty early reference too.
I know, but you guys have all seen the movie. I know you've seen it, Brad.
Which one is that?
Remember what you're talking about, but I kind of blanked out when you just said like in Star Trek, and so that was okay.
Yeah, the new Star Trek movie, Stone, have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I've seen it, yeah.
We're not talking about the Star Trek movie.
Well, no, all I'm saying
Shane is
that...
Shane is slowly sucking us in.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that the Dungeoneering update in April is like a blank canvas, like the parallel universe in the new Star Trek movie.
Okay. Yes. Fair enough.
Well, speaking of going into the actual game, I do like the update that was a couple weeks ago, the resource dungeons. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. And then that's kind of like the episodes of Deep Space Nine where the parallel universe overlaps with the real universe.
I bet it's not really. You're just making this up.
No, it is. It is. Anybody who's watched...
But also, can I fit into the amount of time that we're still on the subject? You can't let it die.
Anybody who's watched any Star Trek Deep Space Nine will know there's an alternate universe, and sometimes they inadvertently overlap, and that's kind of like what the Dungeoneering is doing, you know?
Of course, Shane.
Good. I'm glad someone here agrees with me, Dave. Brad, you're fired. Dave, you're on. No, I'm just kidding.
Back, Shane. I fully agree with you.
From now on, no. I agree with you. Whatever you say.
Okay, so I'm guessing Dave was going to rate the Dungeoneering update a 5. I guess I'll give it a 4 as well, primarily because the rewards weren't up to snuff. They could have been better, I think. Dave, what are you going?
I'll probably go with a 4 also. I think the rewards, it could have been better. I think maybe, introduce like another weapon or something. But yeah, I'll go with a 4. I definitely liked it, but I don't think it's quite 5 material considering it could have been better.
Okay. Chief, Stone?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to try it out, so I don't really know.
Okay.
From what?
Chief?
I'm probably going to have to take the general consensus and go with a 4 as well. It sounds good, wasted, but good for those who enjoy Dungeoneering. So, yes.
Like, yeah, I wish I just had more time. Then I could actually go and get involved in Dungeoneering. But
it's definitely a time commitment. I'll tell you that. If you want the max XP, you kind of have to set like an hour or two aside just for one dungeon. But,
okay.
You know.
But then I don't want to go with the rest of the community, Like, no, yeah. I just don't like relying on other people to train my skills.
Well, so. You don't have to. It just means if you don't, then you won't get max XP.
Yeah, well. Well, Dave, you and I will talk later about what we were talking about last night. About
yes.
So, anyways, that will be that. Moving on, tweaks and fixes this week. Just stop me if you have anything in these you want to talk about. As previously mentioned by Mod Trick, we've now implemented the reset feature on your Dungeoneering class rings. This is a one-time-only option, so use it wisely. So basically, you could take your ring and convert it into, say, you made it a skilling ring. You could change it back into, say, a berserker ring. Only one time, though.
I don't think a lot of people use that, though, because most people, including myself, wield a Promethium Spear poisoned, and apparently it does not work with Promethium Spear, so I don't think that's very common, unless... a lot of people have...
That's right, because the spear does not have the right attack type.
Right.
Any spear. Yeah. Because I have... I forget which spear I got. Some spear I have binded in there. It can't do that, so...
Yeah.
We've added a useful new item to the Dungeoneering Smuggler Shop. A toolkit contains a selection of more useful items used in most dungeons, which should help speed up the start of your dungeons. Okay.
That is very nice. I'm very happy about that, because it always takes me like 5 minutes to get all my stuff together and organized in my inventory, and that cuts down the time a little bit. I was pretty happy when that came out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Barnabas in the Varrock Museum has noticed the popularities of the strange rocks and can now help you further by offering a bag to store them in. On a related note, the chance of getting rock from construction activities has been increased slightly.
Oh, so that's even more, because that got updated before, didn't it?
Yeah,
I think it did.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. God, I'm going to get that bag.
Rocks. Oh, really?
So many of those sitting in my bank.
Yeah, whenever I would get those, I would go to the museum and put what I had together.
Yeah, I probably should have done that, but...
You didn't drop yours, did you?
No, I've got them. They're just all sitting in my bank, and I'm too lazy to go to the bag museum.
Okay.
Continue.
When progressing through dungeons, if you've purposely selected a lower complexity, the complexity level will no longer increase as you progress through the floors.
That's helpful.
And the music interface now has a search feature so you can easily find the tracks you're after, which should be useful when you're creating a playlist or simply looking for those tracks you've just unlocked. So funny.
I don't know how many people actually listen to the music all that much, enough to make a playlist. I don't know. I used to back in like 2005, but I've pretty much got my own music going at this point.
It's I listen to it when I do a quest.
Yeah.
I don't see why they're still trying to update the music system.
RuneScape won't be iTunes, guys. Give it up. The RuneScape Music Store. No.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Would you pay 99 cents for an 8-bit track?
No, because they already put those up on the website.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are we? Next. Oh, yes, the Cryptic Clue Fest 2. Does anybody have any ideas why they're doing a Cryptic Clue Fest right now?
No. Not sure.
I'm not even sure what it is.
Okay.
No, neither am I.
Last Thanksgiving, I believe, they had these strings of clues over 4 days, and if you do these little puzzles that get added onto each day, at the end of the 4 days, you get a reward. So they're doing the same kind of thing now.
I thought it might be related to that, yeah. What is the... of course we don't know the reward yet.
Actually, we do know the reward. It was leaked last month in the player-owned house toy box.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on RuneWire.
Yeah, it was on RuneWire. It will be the mysterious book, The Investigator's Trousers and Hat.
Does that go with the magnifying glass that we got?
Yeah,
that would be that. So, go check out your cryptic clues. I haven't done mine for today yet. What I did last time was I did them all in one day, because, you know, why not? Most of them are simple, so.
Yeah.
Once again... Jagex has been shortlisted for the Golden Joystick Awards, so they want you to go out and vote for them. So, as we know, these Golden Joystick Awards are for game developers, so if you like what Jagex does, you can head over to their website and select the news item for this and vote. I think I voted for them last year. I don't remember, though. So, I don't know. Are you guys going to be voting for them?
If I am not lazy enough to go to the page and vote, then yes.
Okay.
I don't know. If I do vote, it'll probably be for them.
Stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. That was a relatively minor thing. This next thing is kind of a beta. I showed you this last night, Brad. What did you try it?
What? Oh, yes. I didn't try it, but yeah, I know what it is.
This is kind of interesting because what they're doing is they've released a toolbar for Firefox, Safari, and Internet Explorer. And in this toolbar, you can search Google, which is kind of weird.
Interesting is the only word I would give it, though. I wouldn't say it is good.
Yeah, because you got to wonder if they're keeping track of what you're searching for, because what you search for... In Google, even if you don't use that toolbar, gets put up in that toolbar as the search term. So that was a little questionable for me.
Hmm. Well, why else would they put it there? Because most browsers already have the little
exactly. It doesn't make sense to put that there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just one of those generic toolbars. Like you were saying, it looks like they've made it from a toolkit.
Yeah, Conduit, actually. I looked in the... extensions folder, and it's based on Conduit, whatever that is, so...
Shane's picked it apart.
Not quite. I haven't got as far as I wanted to get yet.
We want to get further than that. But, Oh, well.
But the really interesting part of this, aside from letting it one click to play the game, is that this toolbar has the ability, if you let it, to check your Grand Exchange offers and update you when you can go to your next distractions and diversions, like Penguin Points, Bork, Tears of Guthix, those kind of things. So,
it's like... Does it have to do with assist also, or does it not keep...
No, it doesn't have any assist stuff yet, but that was one of the things that...
That'd be the getter for me.
That would be one of the things that people wanted in the topic with it, so... Mm-hmm. I tried it on Firefox, but it supposedly works on Internet Explorer and Safari as well, so we'll just have to wait and see on that. But, I don't know, what about you guys? Are you guys fans of extra toolbars you add to your browsers? Typically, I like to keep my browsers as stock as possible.
Yeah, because it takes away from my RuneScape window.
Yeah.
I play resizable, so I try to keep it as... I mean, I have... The only toolbar I have right now is my image check toolbar, and that's just about enough. I don't want my toolbars going halfway down the screen like some people have.
Yeah. Brad, what about you?
I have a Google toolbar, but that's
okay. Yeah, it's fine. And you don't use any toolbars, do you, Brad?
No, I mean, I don't even really have to say what I think about toolbars. I used to use the image check toolbar purely because it was really convenient to upload screenshots and stuff. Since then, I've found better methods of doing that. But I even then, although it was really handy in itself, I just hated it being a toolbar, and it was like an eyesore in my window. And so I used the user CSS thing, user Chrome of Firefox, to change it into a button, and it was a horrible, horrible CSS hack, but it worked.
I wonder if you could CSS hack this toolbar. Because they're all made using the same technology in Firefox, at least, right?
Yeah. I mean, it really was not a good way to do it, and I wouldn't do it again, but I just wouldn't use the toolbar in the first place.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, I mean, as you were saying, it's the GE thing. I personally think that's a sort of unfair advantage, because... You would have to have the toolbar installed to be able to do that. You can't just check in the game.
And there's nothing on the website yet to allow you to check that.
Yeah, I mean, not on the website either. It just doesn't seem to make sense that they've put in a toolbar, yet it's not in any other part of the game.
And, you know, with this whole thing, you need third-party cookies enabled to actually use that. And... Safari on OS X, which is supported for this, has third-party cookies turned off out of the box, so it won't work for the Safari people in that without them enabling third-party cookies. And so, it's just, if you're on Firefox and you're wondering why it's not working, just check if your third-party cookies are enabled or not. So... I don't know.
Mine are now disabled because you told me to disable them.
Yes, because what third-party cookies are used for. If you go to a website, say, I don't know, any website pretty much, and they have an ad on it, the ad can set a cookie for their domain. What third-party cookies turning them off makes it so the browser can only set cookies for this website that the URL bar shows. So it's a nice way of preventing targeted advertising. So, but anyways, you know... This thing brings up another question for me. I didn't get a chance to tell you this last night, Chief, but if they're doing this, why don't they just go one step further and make this an add-on to their downloadable game client? You know?
Yeah.
That makes more sense, putting a Google on that rather than a browser that already has it, you know?
Yeah. Who knows? It's just Jagex, after all.
Yeah, because that would be a much more elegant solution, you know. But I don't know, we could also go back and say, are they trying to put fan sites out of business who make their own toolbars with this, or are they going to support fan sites on this, or what's that angle on it? You know, you gotta wonder with that kind of thing. But once again, this is pre-release, seeing as there was no news post about it, so it's bound to change, definitely. So, that's that. And next up is the next bonus XP weekend will be held on the Labor Day weekend in September. I'm wondering why they even mention this right now, because they say September 3rd to 6th, summoning will only get a 10% bonus over the course of that weekend. So it's like, you know.
Right.
Why are we mentioning this now when this is going to screw the economy over for things like herbs and bones and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, I saw this morning, jumped on the GE and offered for about five different herbs, five different seconds max, nothing. So Herb Lore is a lost cause right now. If you plan to do that, just think of something else. Unless you're gathering your own stuff, all I have to say is good luck.
Yeah, so it's like...
And that was a matter of hours ago, really. So, I mean, if you don't sit on the forums and just refresh every single day hoping that it's going to come, you're really not going to be on top. I mean, you kind of have to speculate when it's going to be, because after the announcement, there's no hope for you getting anything Herb Lore, anything summoning. I think it's kind of even hard to get Rune Essence at this point right now.
Oh, probably. But,
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, for the amount they throw the economy out of whack, it's not worth it. They need to just spring this on people, not even make a news post, and when you log in on that Friday, have the little thing up in the corner saying XP modifier at 3 point whatever, you know?
Right.
That would be the best way to do it without screwing the economy over.
Mm-hmm.
But in preparation, last month I bought 3,000 Dragon Bones. when they were at their lowest price
the
that they've
side,
been at.
I came out on top.
In the last 90 days, so.
Well, alters
I'm
don't
happy.
Work on Bonus Experience Weekend, don't they?
They did last time.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
So, yep, so that's what I'll be doing then.
I will probably be mining. I don't know.
Okay. But. Yeah, last double XP weekend, I was kind of out of the racing because that's when I had my back problem back in March. So, right. Yeah. Stone, what are you going to train?
I'm not really sure yet. I'll probably go for prayer.
Yeah, that's the one that makes sense, you know, because it's mega expensive, and if you can get a bit of a boost, why not? So.
Well, if the altars are working and I'm 85 dungeoneering at that point, I will go and I'll probably go to Frost Dragons and gather my own bones and do that, because that's
you could
630 experience per bone. Doubled that with the altar, I could probably get like 1K per bone like the first couple hours or so.
Yeah.
And you've got until the 3rd, so you've
right.
got
I think
you got
2 weeks
from today to gather those, or
right.
whenever you get 85. So, but the question is, how busy are the Frost Dragons going to be?
Exactly.
So, let's just see if the Grand Exchange has updated once again. Let's see, Dragon Bones type.
Is there a set Dragon time that bones. It updates, or it's random, right?
Well, it. Sort of. What happens is all the combat items will update at once. All the rares will update at once. It's like staged throughout the day.
Okay, so it's like categorized. Update.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty, Dragon Bones are currently at 54.81. Frost Dragon Bones. Let's see what those are at.
It'd be like
Frost.
19-something K.
19.9K.
Yep.
And they topped out recently at 24K, so I bet they're going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you don't have your stuff in stock, I don't know what people are going to do. But anyways, that'll be that. We're going to move on now to RuneScape quiz number 5. So, I don't know where Chief went, but this quiz has 14 questions, so or 15 questions, so I don't think we should go through all of them.
Okay.
So have you guys voted in this yet, or done the quiz?
I have not. Yes. I can do it very quickly, though.
There's 15 questions.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. I'll pick out a few. Stone, did you say you did it or not?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, you pick out two of your favorite questions, and I'll pick out two of my favorite questions, and we'll discuss those.
All right.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to go for... you know, these questions this time, they're not as what's the word I'm looking for? They're not as fake as last time, because they were kind of trying to be funny last time, but they're not this time. So, for instance, what are hanky points? 79% got this right. Say the rewards point system of the Thieving Guild. 9% the accreditation system used by King Roll to judge handkerchief cleanliness. the key beliefs held by Hank, the Lumbridge fishing shop owner. Okay, 9%. And the sharp corners of Mistelin tissues, 3%.
You wonder how many people just do it to be funny that actually think that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. How many months are there in the Gilanorian calendar? 39% say 12, 14 say 21%, and 21% say 10, and 13 say 19%. I think it's 12, if I remember correctly. Anyways, that's just some of them. There's one about Shantyclaws. Stone, do you have any?
Who or what is Cowleet Killer? He's the adventurer seen bothering cows on Alice's Undead Farm. That's 57%. He's one of the top F2P players, 23%. He's a figment of your imagination, 14%. And it's a deadly cowicide agent, 6%.
What's cowicide?
I guess it would be like herbicide used to kill cows.
Okay, I guess so. I don't know. The top free-to-play one is funny. You know, I looked this up, and there is no player named Cow1337 Killer, so it's definitely not that one. Figment of your imagination.
It's the top one.
Really?
Yeah, it's from the Animal Magnetism quest,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. And there's also one about that electricity guy. Who or what is Sparky? The cheeky injured squirrel in the Poison Arrow pub. Is that his name?
It rang a bell.
Yeah.
That's what I picked. I just took it, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was the assistant to Professor Audenstein in the Drainer Manor. You know where the killer ones are? That's the one I chose, but it might be the squirrel. I'm not sure. But anyways, this quiz, the results will be up next week, so you guys can enjoy yourself or maybe just wait to see the answers and see what they say or not. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates this week. We're going to move on to the questions right now. First one is an audio question from Jackabooney.
Hi, RSBNB. It's Jackabooney here, and I just wanted to know what your opinions were on SwiftKit. And is it against the rules in RuneScape? Because I don't know that. Thanks for answering my question, and keep up the awesome show. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so SwiftKit. First off, does anybody here use SwiftKit?
Nay.
I do.
You did or you do?
I do.
Okay. And what do you think of it?
I love it.
Okay.
It has a lot of calculators and such built into it, and high scores. That's really helpful.
Okay. And as for the question, no, it's not against the rules, because I think the stipulation was with anything like that from JAX is that it needs to load the game from the website and then use the in-game world selection screen to select a world. So as long as it fulfills that requirement, it is legal and doesn't provide you with any macroing or any other kind of stuff like that. Because really on the top of it, it's just a browser that loads RuneScape in a frame. So it is perfectly fine within the RuneScape rules. And if that being said, personally, I don't use it because I don't like using things that are all in one kind of wonder tools. You know, I prefer to have a web browser be a web browser, which plays RuneScape. I don't want something that does everything all in one. I'm not that kind of user. And, you know, also when you're dealing with things that are based RuneScape password kind of things, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with SwiftKit, but it's just a personal thing. Anything that has that level of security associated with it, I prefer
to go third party that much.
Yeah. So it's just like using TrueCrypt, which is free encryption. You know, that's open source, which is fine to use. People have vetted it and whatnot. But like I say, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with SwiftKit. It's just a personal preference to have it that I don't use it, and if it helped me want to use it if it was open source, but it's not. So that'll be that, I think. Mm. Anybody else have anything on that one?
Nope.
Okay. Next audio question is from Deszak.
Hello, Brad and Shane. It's me, Deszak. I was just wondering, I've listened to other podcasts, and they would have a set date, like, where viewers could go on the show. Would you ever think about implementing this, like, every Wednesday, the first three people that join your Skype chat are allowed on the show, because they could have a chance in showing their views on what you would talk about weekly. Thanks. Bye.
Rather simple answer to that question. Stone is here. He won our contest. That's how we let people on the show. So, no, there will be no monthly first one on Skype gets on the show kind of thing. We're going to keep that directly tied into our contests. So, and it was an easy one you won, Stone, right?
Yep.
You just posted a question and you got randomly picked. You know, not all contests are going to be that easy in the future. We're probably going to have to go back to the kind of thing, draw us something, write us something, that kind of thing, because, I don't know, it's just more fulfilling that way. So, that is how you will get on the show. Anyways, next one is from Lord Steemo.
Hey Shane. Hey Brad. Hey, I have a question. If you were to pick vacations for each other, where would you choose each other to go? Also, what are your shoe sizes? Stay frosty, Steemo.
We're all emo now.
One more thing, though.
I am not threatening.
Yeah, and there's another person who would put some music in their question. In the future, if you're going to put music in your question, don't let it overshadow your voice. Let your voice be the main thing. Just have it as kind of a background, kind of very quiet thing, please. Since Chief's not here, vacations, what vacation would you guys pick for me?
Caribbean.
Oh, why?
Because you would probably be way out of your element.
Yeah, I would be, and you're right.
I'll say Bahamas for Shane.
Okay. What makes you say I'd be out of my element?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, computer guy, really into tech. I just think it would be a complete 180 for you to be on the beach and hanging out, all that stuff. I don't know. I think you would like it, in all honesty.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Stone?
Okay.
No. Stone, where'd you pick? Where would you pick?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, in that case, for both of you guys, I would pick for you guys to come here in the dead of January to enjoy some of our fine winter weather.
Some of your nice below zero temperatures?
Yeah, minus 40 to be exact.
Oh, that's tempting. That's very tempting.
Ah, yeah, so. Okay, and shoe sizes? Let's start with Stone.
13.
Okay. Dave?
11.
Okay. And me? I'm a 12. And these are all American sizes, by the way. So.
Yeah.
And I think Chief might be a 10 or something, or a 9, if I remember correctly. I think we might have had a question like this before. So I'm going to try and answer that for him. And if not, oh well. Thank you, Lord Steemo. I'll take the next one.
Dear hosts and guests, I have multiple questions this week. One, have any of you participated in a political simulation like a Model UN, or could even be at a debate team? Did you find the experience good? Were you successful in debating your point or proving the enemy wrong? And did you find it worthwhile? Two, what do you think of chat roulette? Do you find it fun, or do you find it creepy? I've heard both sides, but I'd really like to hear what you guys think. Thanks for the great show, ExileQ/BrimK/Asa.
Okay, so anybody had any political debates or debate team kind of things?
No, I kind of try to avoid that. I'm not big into the whole social studies, political science thing.
Oh. Stone?
I think we did one for a class project once, and I loved it, actually.
What was the debate on?
I don't really remember. Hold on. Yeah,
so
I can't remember.
Okay.
I just remember that I won.
Oh, that's good. I've never been a part of a debate club or anything, but in social studies in grade 11 here, we did what's called a UN debate, basically a mock UN debate. Had a whole Secretary General, Security Council kind of thing. There was a group of four, two people from one class, two people from another class. Each that four people was assigned to a specific country, and then you represented that country, researched them, and then presented their stance on an issue. And the issue we got was, what was it? Hunger? One of them was hunger, and the other one was landmines. And it was kind of boring for me because I was representing Albania, and we, as Albania, had a very poor track record on landmines and a very poor track record on hunger. So it was kind of boring in that respect.
Yeah,
we didn't have much of a stance because of that. And also such a small country, you know, it wasn't supposed to be this way, but for some reason in that debate, the U.S. representatives and Russian representatives were always attacking each other. I don't know why, but that's just the way it worked. So it was kind of funny watching that happen, but, you know, I kind of wish I could have been a different country. Maybe, I don't know, something bigger, like maybe Germany. Mm-hmm. Or some other country that had landmines in the past, but not anymore, somewhere in South America. But, yeah, typically I'd kind of enjoy that thing. Does anybody remember what the second question was? I forgot.
Chat roulette.
Right.
Use on chat roulette.
Chat roulette. Before we go any further, I'm just going to say that chat roulette is a website. You go to it, and it uses your webcam, and you chat with someone random. So you never know what you're going to get. So with that being said, I think it's kind of creepy and dangerous. What about you guys?
I've never used it. It seems interesting, but I could see how it would be cool and how it could be kind of dangerous. But yeah, I've personally never used it.
I saw a tweet once. This guy said he showed his girlfriend chat roulette, and let's just say the image that appeared first on chat roulette was not appropriate when it first loaded up. So,
I see.
keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Stone, what about you?
I've never used it, but I know people who have, and I've seen some pretty hilarious screenshots.
Yeah. But then you can also get the other kind, right?
Yeah.
Definitely something you want to just bear in mind if you decide to venture into that website, but we advise you not to. Next audio question is from Defy All Odds.
Dearest hosts of RSPNB, Defy All Odds here as always. My question for this week is, if Jagex went to your house right now, and they knocked on the door, and when you answered, they asked you to redesign the whole RuneScape website, be it the forums, be it, you know, anything in the community, the account management section, the whole page, but they asked you to redo the entire RuneScape website, what would you change and what would you keep the same? Thanks, as always, to File Odds out.
Okay, I'll start with you guys. Is there anything you guys would change on the RuneScape website?
I probably would overhaul the high scores, make it more detailed, give more breakdowns of hourly rates or stuff like that, XP to the level.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main thing I would overhaul. Other than that, I think everything's all right. Maybe some tweaks with the forum. Nothing I can really say off the top of my head, but I feel like it could use maybe a better interface or something like that. But mainly high scores overhaul.
Okay, Stone?
I like that idea, and I'm maybe a little bit of the Grand Exchange section. It's not terribly comprehensive.
That. Yeah, you know, they, like we were saying earlier in the part with the toolbar, they could add that to the Grand Exchange portion of the website, and that would be a welcome add-on. So
yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. I would also add that to the Grand Exchange section and make the high scores more comprehensive, as you said. And also, kind of, I guess, why not make the Adventurer's Log free to play? Because if you were to do that, you could merge the high scores into that. And then with that, they'd be more comprehensive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, another thing I think would be interesting is, you know how when you do something in-game, like, we wouldn't want to do this for the simple things that appear in the Adventurer's Log, but let's just say something in something major accomplishments, like getting a 99 in a skill, or getting a big God Wars drop, that kind of thing. What if they had, like, a real-time feed that showed everything that was happening in RuneScape, kind of like the Twitter fire hose, you know? So whenever someone would get a big accomplishment, it would show it on the public adventurer's log, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that would be good.
It'd probably be really hard to do, though.
Well, not really, because everything that people do in RuneScape is already cataloged in the database, so it would just be a matter of displaying it differently. And putting some filters
on.
They
have to, they back it up, what, every night or something?
Yeah, that's right.
So,
so that,
it's just a matter of displaying the information.
Mm-hmm. Make the Grand Exchange better. And, you know, the RuneScape website is a great website now compared to how it used to be ages ago. So I think we're fine on that part. The forums could still use a little bit as they're kind of odd some of the time. But, yeah. So that's what I would do. You know, another thing is the website is kind of thin. I don't know. I don't know what screen resolution are you guys at.
1280 by 800.
Okay.
I think that's what mine is.
I have.
Oh, you're back.
Monitors. I am back. Just ask me. Oh, you asked Dave. Sorry, I misheard that. But yeah, you get the idea.
Dave.
1680 by 1050.
I am 1280 by 800.
Okay. It's a good time for you, Brad, because we're just talking about what would you change with the RuneScape website.
I just sort of realized what you're talking about. Yeah. What is the question again, exactly?
What would you change with the RuneScape website if you could change anything with it?
For a start, they would have to pay me. no way I'm offering my services for free. I am far too good for them. I'm not sure where I would start, though. I mean, I'd have to sort of break it down to an evaluation and then see what needs to be done. But, a lot of it is really old. It's not modern web design practice, and it just disgusts me to lay eyes on it most of the time. So, you know, anything that I could come up with would be better than what they've got, really, realistically. So, yeah.
Okay. Some of the things we said were to make the high scores more comprehensive, add more features to the Grand Exchange section, and kind of make a public timeline, you know, like how you have on Twitter, the public timeline of all major things happening in the Adventurer's Log. Like when someone gets level 99 in something or gets a big drop, put that in the public kind of Adventurer's Log thing.
That could be really cool. I just took this from a design standpoint rather than a functionality and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's why you're here. You're here to do the design standpoint.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good idea, though. Who came up with that one?
Me.
Oh, just you. Never mind.
It's a bad idea now.
Yeah. No, it's very good, Shane. Well done. That's really nice. So, for design, I'm afraid I can't really come up with anything specific, since it just all sucks and needs to be completely redone.
Something I would do is I would get rid of the dungeoneering theme. Like, that was four months ago. Well, seems that, like Dungeoneering is like its own game. It's like, okay, let's kind of go back to RuneScape now, you know?
Yeah.
They need to take a leaf out of Blizzard's book. thank Shane for showing me.
Oh yeah, StarCraft.
StarCraft Armada. I mean, not Armada, just StarCraft. StarCraft.
You're thinking Star Trek Armada.
StarCraft 2. Right. So, which is you know fully themed on the game, yet it looks really good and it's modern. It's got all the new web kind of functionality and standard stuff. It's really nice. If you haven't seen that, then you should look at it.
What about making it a fluid design?
That I'm not quite so sure of.
But it looks weird if you expand it, you know?
Yeah, I think it probably does need to be wider than it is now. It looks really thin at the moment. Maybe something like RuneWire, where it can expand, but only up to a certain point. That was smart on your part. But, yeah, I don't know. Modern websites can be good without being fluid, so...
Yeah, you know, that's true as well, so...
It could be just something to think about.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
It does make it easier for them from a design... It makes it easier if it's a fixed width layout.
Yeah, because yeah. And from a coding standpoint, too.
Fit to that. Yeah, definitely. But we're getting far too...
Yes, this is not web design updates, so we're going to say we're done with it. Huh?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, good. We're done with this question, so that's it for the audio questions this week. Thank you, everybody. And remember, if you're going to put music in your audio question, make sure we can hear your voice over the music. Just have it be soft in the background if you're going to do that. Thank you. Dave, you can read the first text question.
All right. Hey, guys. First of all, congratulations to One Stone Pwn. Woot. My first question is, what is the worst thing to physically happen to you? Personally, mine was when I was little. I was riding my little bike, and I just fell off and split my knee open. Nothing too bad, but that's the worst I could remember. What about you guys? Secondly, Bradley. Naughty Bradley. What happened to your website? I've clicked like once a week, and it's always down. And what's the site based on? I'm guessing something to do with graphic art or similar. See you guys. I'm off to eat some delicious pizza. Meltdown.
What are you talking about? Not my website. That is the answer I have to give you for that. I think that is complete rubbish. Look at my website, Shane. Tell me what
it says. BRB.
It does not say
it says BRB.
It says
Brad. Well, yeah,
Brad,
but it's pink now.
Back shortly. It is pink.
Okay.
That makes it.
I thought
much
I would
cooler.
Make a slightly more exciting landing page. For if you happen to wander across this way in the meantime. Unfortunately, it's been some time since BradPad was last updated, and I cannot foresee any significant changes occurring in the immediate future. Eventually, however, something will happen. Something cool. Yeah, you know, that's the same thing I gotta say for my website, too. Okay.
Yeah, something will happen eventually, but I have no idea what.
So... Okay, worst thing to happen to you physically, Dave?
Oh, gosh. One thing I can remember is when I was... Oh, gosh. I was probably like 5 or 6. I was at Disney World, and we were in the hotel. And I was... sleeping on top of one of the beds. And apparently I fell off and hit my forehead, like on the corner of the nightstand or whatever. And I got this big gash, like, right above my eyelid. So, like, I don't know. It could have been... It was just a tiny little scratch. But, like, if it was, like, a centimeter down, I might have lost an eye. But that... It wasn't bad, but that was probably the closest call I've had. I would say. But, yeah.
Alrighty. Stone?
I broke my arm in second grade. And then, exactly 1 year later, I broke it again in the same place.
Ouch.
Okay.
So, that seems much to be it. What happens. I used to know a guy who just broke every bone in his body, I swear. Or no, actually, that may be slightly unrealistic. He broke his leg or his arm several times. It was just so strange. And for the most stupid reasons, I mean... He slipped over on outside a classroom once, I think, at school. And
what?
I mean, it wasn't... I don't even know how that could break anything, but he broke his arm or leg or something in that case. But yeah, he's actually... he actually does parkour now, and so he's...
I think yeah, it's real dangerous lifestyle.
He didn't before, so... I don't know. But, And you? I also know this girl now who breaks everything as well. It's amazing. It just seems to be a hereditary kind of thing. I don't know what can cause that. Personally, I have not broken anything. I'm going strong. The worst thing to happen physically to me. I don't know. Pass, Shane. Have you gone yet?
What about when you almost took your eye out when you fell off the bed that time you told me about?
Holy crap, how do you remember that?
I remember everything.
When I was a little boy, I fell out of my bed and not fell out, but in the middle of the night once I must have rolled over in bed and I had a bedside table kind of thing, chest of drawers, which I've got next to my bed still now. And I must have banged my head on the corner of it. Anyway, I just remember waking up and there was blood all over my hands, and it wasn't very nice.
That's, sounds strangely similar to my story.
Oh yeah, yeah. it wasn't even like a big thing. I don't know how there was so much blood, but stuff like that.
Yeah. And for me, I almost broke my ankle once from a bike ride accident. That's really about it as far as it goes. Nothing really else besides that, maybe. Yeah, that's probably about it, I think. So, I don't know. We tend to take care of ourselves, us two.
Yeah, so. I don't have a death wish. I'm a fairly cautious person.
Yeah. Like you're not the kind of person to, go bike jumping or whatever?
No.
Yeah, so, there you go. Anyway, that's over from Meltdown. I'll take the next one. Hey, hosts and guests, it's me, guy named Jesus again. Two questions for you today. Have you ever thought about doing a more often podcast, doing one on updates and another on random discussions you deem worthy? Chief?
Oh, no. No, never. I wouldn't do another podcast. I'm afraid I
yeah,
can
you
only
know.
Handle one.
Shane, let's crank out 4 a week. You ready? Let's go.
Not on RuneScape. That would be too much to do, but...
Today on ours, there's no update. Hopefully tomorrow.
Unless you had multiple hosts. Unless you had multiple hosts, that would kind of be interesting.
Yeah, I could get you to host it 2 days a week, and then other people 3 days a week, and then other people 2 days a week. But no, there's just not enough RuneScape news to do that, you know? So, and in doing that, what we would do is we would have to change the name of RSBNB Update to something else. Meaning we would lose our 270 episode count, and the episodes would be shorter, which I don't think people want.
I think talking about the random discussions pretty much sums up Uncorked at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think we're going to do another one of those this year, but I don't know. We've done every issue, so. Anyways, question two. Would any of you say you're addicted to farming because Seriously, I really can't think of an episode that I've listened to so far that you haven't caught on a farming speech. No, that it's not that it's bad. Welp, cheers and keep up the good work. Guy named Jesus. Are we addicted, Chief? Huh?
Says the rank 300.
Less than rank 300 now. Oh, and I think Chief disappeared again, but... Are we addicted? Or am I addicted? I don't think so. Because if I was addicted, I'd be in top 100 by now. Yeah, it is. It is. So... no, I'm going to say no, not addicted to farming. Thank you. Stone, you want to read the next one?
Sure. Hold on, gotta find it. Hello, Shane, Chief, Devo, and One Stone Pone. Do you think Jagex would ever implement a stock market into RuneScape? I know we have a grand exchange, but what if you were able to put money on predicting what item would rise or fall, or invest in shops, groups, or items? Also, what 99 should I attempt to get? My RuneScape user is ChrisL1924, and I am currently free to play. Thanks. Keep up the great show, guys. From Chris the Wise.
No. I say no to the stock market. What about you guys?
I say no. I think, to answer half of your question, predicting what item will rise or fall is pretty much what the Grand Exchange is if you play it right. If you know how to read the graphs and you have somewhat knowledge of math and knowing what people are going to do, you can read the graphs right and you pretty much play that as the stock market. I think that's kind of their version, you know, of a stock market in RuneScape. I think the idea of investing in shops is nice, but it's not practical. But yeah, if you know how to read graphs, I actually used to merchant before the Grand Exchange. So once the Grand Exchange came out, I kind of taught myself and kind of looked up how to read graphs and stuff. So I kind of have a little bit of knowledge in that, and I've taken some business classes. But yeah, if you can read the Grand Exchange right, and if you can kind of implement it in a way that you can read the graphs and use it to your benefit, that's how a lot of people make their money. And yeah, I don't know, it's definitely different for each person, but if you can get into it, that can be very good money. So.
Yeah, I did that for a bit, but, you know, I just got a little tedious to do and didn't want to lose any money, that kind of thing. So, right. Stone, what do you think?
It's definitely a risk.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much what the Grand Exchange is now, and I haven't really tried the new merchanting because I'm too scared that I'll lose money, so...
Yeah, that's true. So, anyways, for the second part... You got lots of unranked skills, so, you know, I just start getting those skills ranked. That would be a good goal to start with, and then after that, that'll give you a bit of experience, and you'll learn which skills you like and which ones you need for quests and whatnot. So after you do that, you can then further target your goals. Say, for instance, such and such and such a skills will go to level 60, this one will go to 70, and then the rest will just go to 50. And then you can run with those kind of goals, and then that will help you level up with your total level over time. Because most of your skills are unranked, and a good chunk of them are easy to get ranked right now. So I would just focus on doing that. But at the early levels, definitely all skills above 40, 50, those are good kind of goals to have, in my view. What do you guys think?
If you don't have anything relatively close to 99, or practically close to 99... that's what I do. I set everything, you know, try to get everything to 50, try to get everything to 75 or whatever. Currently, I'm going for all 80s, but Herb Lore is pretty much impossible now for the next 2 weeks. So I'll just be probably doing Dungeoneering. But yeah, definitely getting all skills to one thing. I don't know, it looks nice on the high scores, and it definitely gives you a background on what you want to do and what you like to do. You can find out your... interests and benefits, and that'll help you decide on a 99 once you get closer. So yeah, that's my view.
Yep. Stone, you got anything else?
Well, I guess the important thing is to find out what you like and then go from there. So
good. We're all in consensus then. That was from Chris the Wise. Dear Devo, Brad, and Shame, and contest winner. I don't know why I'm named Shame, but okay. What would you do if you woke up in a world without technology you've grown accustomed to? Also, what made you start playing and why are you playing? If not, why did you quit? Peace out and rock on, podcasters. That's from Lazarus Pie. Okay. So, world without technology. Let's start with Dave.
I would be lost, to be completely honest. I'm not gonna hide it or lie. I would I would be a different person, probably. I don't know. I wouldn't, like, change my personality, but I would... I don't know. Life would be... probably a bit harder. I don't know. It's definitely... I'm just so used to waking up and getting something to eat and hopping on the computer, you know? It's just... it'd be very weird.
Yeah, what about you, Stone?
I'm not really sure. It would definitely be different. But I like technology, so it would be difficult to adapt.
Yeah, same for me at first, I think, because if you think about it, my past 6 years of schooling, well, five, almost full six, have been geared towards something that is entirely based in technology, and if all technology was gone?
Yeah.
What would the past 6 years have amounted to, you know? That's kind of thought I would have, because...
so you've got your major in absolutely nothing. Awesome.
Exactly. That's what it would be. So, that would be kind of frightening, but... you know, I think if that was the case, I would probably have to fall back to doing something a little bit more mathy on pencil and paper, because I don't know about you guys, but if you have experience in calculus-based math, vector math, that kind of thing, but you don't need a calculator for that kind of math. It's all in your head, so.
Right.
I wouldn't mind that. And what made you start playing RuneScape? Oh, I honestly have no idea. It was probably because Mike was playing it and then started the website, and then it just caught on for me. So, and why am I playing? Still because of the site, still because I enjoy it, and I don't know, it's just a nice way to kind of de-stress, I guess, because, you know, Modern Warfare 2, that game can be stressful.
Oh my God.
StarCraft 2, you have to think. So RuneScape is just a nice thing in the middle where you don't have to think at all. So,
yeah.
Anyways... you guys?
I started playing in 6th or 7th grade because my friends kept bugging me about it, and I thought it was the stupidest thing on the face of the earth. I thought it was like the epitome of nerd. And I was like, you know what? One night, I have nothing to do. I'm going to try it. And God help me, I've been hooked ever since. So yeah, here I am 5 years later, going into college in a couple days, and I'm going strong. Why do I keep playing? I don't know. It's really fun. I like setting goals for myself. I like kind of having little indirect competitions with friends. RSPNB has made a very big impact on it. I've definitely met some lifelong friends that I will keep and that I treasure. But yeah, it's just a really good community, and I enjoy leveling and setting goals for myself. So, yep.
Good. It's good you're not ashamed of it. Stone?
Oh yeah.
Well, my cousin got me to make an account. And I played for a couple years and quit, and then I came back last summer sometime. And
when did you first start? How many years ago?
I first started playing a lot when we got an internet connection, which was 2005, I believe. So
oh,
5 years. And then what's kept me playing? To be honest, I'm not really sure. I guess it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
And also for me, it's the people that I know. So that's a role in it, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, anything else?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Last question. I will read it. Dear host, what is your opinion on RuneScape Merchant and Clans? Have you ever participated in a merch, and if so, were you successful? Your listener from Pilot Head. Merchant and Clans, anyone?
Have not been a part of one. Not sure I want to. Sure, it's good money, but I just,
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty unfair and a little twisted.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a pyramid scheme. The people at the top take the most money, and the people at the bottom don't get much because the people at the top choose when to sell and whatnot.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I observed a merch once. I looked at what item they chose, and I think it actually crashed because the owner dumped so much that the price went down.
Yeah, I've definitely got some...
Sorry, go ahead.
This is the problem with the Grand Exchange, is that it can be manipulated by this group of merchanting clan people, and it's just the way it functions, which really is could be avoided by loosening up the caps on it, because people, if they're in their right mind, would not spend that much, or like would not be able to raise the price by that if people were able to move freely within wider price limits, or maybe even no price limits at all. So
right.
I really think price limits are the problems here. Are the problem here. So, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't taken part in any merch clans, but I've definitely got some insider information, which is actually punishable by federal prison in the real world. But, yeah, I've definitely sort of found out some things that were going to happen. I can say I'm guilty of sort of cashing in a little bit. I don't buy out like 100 Armadale plates or anything. But, like, I don't know, just, like, little things, like...
So you're guilty of insider trading?
A little bit, a couple times, but I don't think the feds will be after me.
Okay. Anybody else have anything on that one?
Nope.
Okay, well, that's it for questions, everybody. Remember, you can send us audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com. Try to keep them under 30 seconds in length and on topic of a question and that we can hear you. Text questions can be posted in the forum topic that are put up on late Monday/early Tuesday. All right, we're going to move on to tech news now. So, any of you guys hear this week that Google is supposedly in November on the 26th launching a Chrome OS-based tablet on the Verizon network?
I did not know that.
So basically, this is going to be Google's iPad competitor, Google Chrome OS. No specifics on the hardware yet, but people are already speculating it to be so much better than the iPad and whatnot. But I don't know. I'm really not sure if something from Google like this will take off, because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but most of Google's products start out rough around the edges because they're designed by engineers and not by designer people who have humans in mind. So, I don't know. Personally, I think it's a little too late to have one of these competitors out. It's been November will be 7 months since the iPad was released in the U.S., which is quite a long time. So, I don't know. I'm thinking they might be slightly late to this market because, I don't know, but then again, the whole Android OS for the phones and whatnot, the droids, that might actually help them push Chrome OS, who knows. So, any of you guys interested in tablets?
Tablet PCs, yes. I don't know, I'm kind of looking to get a new laptop, and I'm sort of looking at tablet PCs, but I don't think I'll be picking this up. I'll probably just stick with a regular tablet PC.
Okay. What about you, Stone?
I think my iPod Touch is as close as I want to get to that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, you can have an iPod Touch, and it's practically the same thing. So you're pretty much already there, just a tiny bit of a smaller screen size and different OS. But pretty much everything you can do on the iPad, you can do on the iPod Touch, with the caveat of not being able to run the games as well, because obviously it's less powerful and smaller screen. But anyways, we'll just have to wait and see on this, but Chrome OS, definitely interesting. Next thing, Intel has bought McAfee for $7.68 billion. They paid $48 a share, a premium of 60% on Wednesday's closing price, making it Intel's largest acquisition. Now, the reason for this is obvious in that, you know, McAfee is a security company and Intel is starting to value security on their chips, so they want McAfee's technology. So basically what one would hypothesize that they would do with this is take the McAfee technology, design specific CPU instructions to make faster virus checking and malware protection for computers, which Which is really a great goal, because if you can take virus protection and scale it down to the level of a CPU instruction, then you lose the overhead, you know, of all these big bloated antivirus suites that are out there. So, definitely a good move on Intel's part. What do you guys think? What do you guys run for malware protection?
I have Kaspersky.
Okay. So. Stone?
I use AVG for virus protection. And then, I don't remember what else I have. I know I do have something.
Yeah, see, with the Intel solution, it would be easy for operating system companies to implement virus and malware protection on the chip level, so...
So you don't have the programs running and bogging everything down.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just done on the CPU in the background, so...
Yeah, that'd be very nice.
That'd be really useful.
And then last piece of... I wouldn't call it news so much, but Verizon has broken the 1 gigabit per second barrier in a real-world Fios test. Anybody here have Fios internet from Verizon?
No.
Mm-mm.
It'd be nice, though. This new thing they're testing, Verizon says that it topped out 925 megabits per second upload and... Or no, 925 megabits per second down and 800 megabits per second up to a server. That's combined 1.4 gigabits of bandwidth.
Wow.
So, it really is quite amazing about this alternate kind of internet technology. So, I guess we can dream that in the future we'll have something like this, but I know we don't have that here. Do you guys have the ability to have it in your area?
I don't think so.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure either.
I know... Go ahead.
Oh, I think you're breaking up again. Internet connection problems. Kind of funny when we're talking about internet connection here. I don't know, but 925 megabits is... 7.4 gigabytes per second.
That's...
Or no, I'm sorry, I did that wrong. 116 megabytes per second transfer speed.
Hmm.
So, definitely something to want in the future, and, you know, I think connectivity is something that everybody's gonna need, so I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the government subsidized... something like this, you know, but I can't see them doing that, especially in the U.S.
Yeah.
Even other countries, because, you know, part of the problem is the infrastructure. It's just too old, so.
Right.
I don't know, we can dream, but if you want internet like this now, you'll have to go live somewhere like Korea or Japan.
No, thanks.
But anyways, that's it for tech news. We're going to move on to the Skill of the Month update that we did not have last week because the RSPNB server went down. So, this month's Skill of the Month is Hunter. Currently, Tim, MLI699, is winning with 3.8 million XP, and second is Meltdown with 3.2 million XP, and in third place is I Am Hunter with 2.1 million XP. So... definitely not over yet, seeing as Meltdown is catching up to Tim once again, so it's probably going to be one of those first three. So, oh, none of you guys signed up for the Hunter Skill of the Month, did you?
No, I didn't.
Nope.
Well, there are four people on this list who have not got XP, so Warren, Unpossessed Bull, Chris T, and Peaks, you guys need to get your Hunter XP, so you can at least get some XP on this graph. So... and by the time you guys are hearing next week's show, we'll know what the September Skill of the Month is. So, that's that. Really not that much change in the past week, except for Meltdown making it from, looks to be like third or fourth place up to second. So, congrats to him for that, for those impressive gains. Does anybody have a pick this week?
I don't know, it's not very new, but I recently picked up this game, Darksiders. It's for PS3 and Xbox 360. It's a really nice platformer, sort of a biblical background about the four horsemen. You get to play one of the horsemen, and it's all a big mix-up with the apocalypse, so you get to go through and, I don't know, it's, if you're... It definitely gives sort of a separate view, or a different view on the apocalypse if you've read Revelation or anything in the Bible. But I would definitely recommend it. I'm not sure for PS3, but I know on the Xbox 360 marketplace there's a very well worth it demo. It's about 90 minutes of gameplay. You can completely go through the first boss. There's like five major bosses, so you can completely play through one of the bosses and really get a feel for the game. That's what I did. And, yeah, definitely after I finished it, I was hungry for more, so I went out and picked it up. It's only, like, $20 at GameStop, so, I mean, it's really... I think it's worth it. But, yeah, if you guys are into that sort of thing, I'd definitely recommend that.
And that's on both the PS3 and Xbox 360, so... So, platformer meaning, is it kind of like... it's not the platformer in the typical sense of the Mario platformers on the Wii, I take it?
No, I'm not sure what I could compare it to. It's like a third person, like Dante's Inferno, if anyone's ever played that.
No, unfortunately not.
Okay, Knights of the Old Republic, I think. It's kind of like that, but yeah. It's a third person.
Okay.
So...
Okay, so that's good then. And according to this, it came out on January 5th, 2010, so that's why it's cheaper now, right? Or
right, yeah.
Okay.
And they're thinking they're thinking of making a second one being like a four-play co-op, so that should definitely be interesting. I don't think anything's been announced yet, but I think that's what people are speculating. So that'll definitely be interesting if you do pick up the first one. So
alrighty,
it's definitely
then.
Worth it to check out.
Yeah, and that's good they lowered the price, too, you know, because so many game developers, even a year and a half after it came out, the game is still the same price, so...
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's good, then. Thank you for that pick. Let's talk about what we've been doing. One Stone?
Slayer, mostly, in RuneScape.
Oh, good. What Slayer Master do you use?
I use Duradel. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, that's good. So, are you going for any specific goal, or are you just doing it to pass time, or...?
I am 3.5 tasks from my Slayer helm, so that's nice.
Oh yeah, that's good. Are you going for a specific level, or...?
Not really, I'm just going until I get bored with it.
Okay. Anything else you want to share about your week, real life, RuneScape in general?
School starts Monday. Not too thrilled about
Yay!
That.
Yay! Oh, you're not?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are some good things about it, but...
Alrighty then. What grade are you going into?
10th.
Oh yeah, okay. Anyways, Dave, what about you?
Obviously, RuneScape, I've been dungeoneering. I'll probably do a couple more weeks of that, hopefully less. But doing that in RuneScape, I guess I'll be sort of getting prepared for Labor Day, the bonus experience. Real life, first day of college starts Monday. I don't know if I'm excited about that or not. It'll definitely be better than high school. But... yeah, it's different, a much lighter schedule.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, college Monday. Yesterday, I recorded another drum cover. Hopefully, I'll be recording some more, I don't know, maybe in the next week or so, YouTube videos. So, if you guys are interested, I guess send me a PM or something on the forums. I might make a topic or anything or something like that if you guys are interested. But, yeah, that's pretty much been my life the past... week or so.
Okay. And what's your YouTube ID? So we can put that in the show notes under your name.
ID is DRUMMSTIXXX drumsticks. So, if you guys want to check that out.
Alrighty then. Anything else?
Don't believe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As for me, since we last talked, I got 77 mining, so I'm down in the Living Rock Caverns. I really should have been down there more, but I've been trying to handle some networking troubles back here. So I've been kind of messing around with routers and firewall software and that kind of thing. I think I've got everything stable now, so I should be able to get back to mining and get back to RuneWire coding, which, you know, it's something that just came up, and those kind of things are really annoying because you can't really predict them, but that's that. So that's pretty much it. That plus mining. So. And Chief is not back yet, once again, so I'm going to say that this has been RSBNB Update 270 for the half-absent Chief Snake, Dave, O, and One Stone Pwn, who won our contest earlier this month. And, of course, me. We will see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.